This is track three, and now we start with the news stories. Save Queen Street, the rallying cry. It's the joint endeavour of Devon County Council and Teignbridge District Council to enhance Newton Abbott's Queen Street to bring about its very demise. The latter, if you were to agree with one of the protesters' placards, Save Queen Street campaigners make their feelings known by staging a protest outside Ford House before councillors heard a motion to park the project plan for the street. The motion, which was put forward by Councillor Richard Dawes and seconded by Councillor Andrew McGregor, needed the support of two-thirds of the councillors present for it to be debated during Tuesday's October the 17th meeting. Alas, it did not receive sufficient support. 11 in favour, 18 against, and 4 abstentions. The matter will therefore be discussed by the Executive Committee at a later date, as yet unconfirmed. Leader of South Devon Alliance, Councillor Richard Dawes, said, "We put the motion to the Council to debate and review the decision for Queen Street today. The Lib Dems have consistently misrepresented the position that there is support for the scheme. During the presentation, I quoted in granular detail from the 2020 and two 2022 consultations, all of which demonstrate the scheme does not hold the support of residents and traders. Sadly, the Lib Dems refused the opportunity to debate this today, when many of our traders had taken time out of their day. All consultations suggest that 76% or more of the traders object to the scheme. We are now getting traders who had originally supported it saying they would now like to join the campaign. Given the council are indicating they will only make changes around the edges, we will need to look at other ways to demonstrate that Martin Rigler's Lib Dems and Phil Bullivant's Conservatives do not represent the views and wishes of the residents of Newton Abbott. The mood was sombre elsewhere, in particular among the people who turned to protest, many of whom are members of the newly formed Queen Street Traders and Residents Association, the chairman for which is Claire Kulvenek of Jackson's Fish and Chips. Leader of Teignbridge District Council, Councillor Martin Rigley, in his opening remarks, announced to officers have been asked to prepare a report to clarify and simplify the signage into Queen Street, to meet with traders to discuss and explain the changes, and prepare a report on the difficulties, and finally to work with traders to clarify any concerns and what can be done over the change, and afterwards to help them, such as with marketing and advertising.
Mrs. Hill celebrates 105th birthday. "See you next year," is what Mrs. Vera Hill told the Mid Devon Advertiser after celebrating her 100th birthday. 5 years later, she's celebrating yet another milestone with 9 of her closest friends and family while living at Ogwell Grange Care Home. "It went very well. There was a party for me with all my friends and relatives. I chatted to them all. It was very nice," said Mrs. Hill. Vera May Hill, known as Maisie to her family and friends, was a farmer's daughter and grew up in Tresham with 6 of her siblings. Her family farm was called Stoke Lake, much of which now makes up Finlake Holiday Park. Mrs. Hill said, "I went to the village school in Tresham until I was 11, and then I would go to Newton Abbott every day by train. I got the train from Tresham and changed at Heathfield." Mrs. Hill made history by being one of 5 women to be part of the first cohort of female students to attend Sealhane Agricultural College. There she studied everything from cheese making to milking. She added, "Although there were only 5 of us, I enjoyed it very much. I remember coming first in the Devon County Show butter making." Mrs. Hill married Edwin Hill, a farmer. Together they had 4 children and a 53-year marriage until he died at the age of 80. In 1963, the family took a leap into the unknown and emigrated to Australia, settling down for 3 years in Pasco Vale, Victoria. She said, "I loved Australia, but England is my home, so I love it best." Although Mrs. Hill returned after 3 years, her relationship with the country endured, with two of her children marrying and remaining down under. Mrs. Hill has returned to Australia 12 times and was 95 on her last visit. Linda Cook, one of her daughters, recalls, "When Mum came home from her last flight, they just saw a little old lady of 95 years and offered her a drink of something. She said, 'Yes, I'd like a gin sling.' When asked about the secret to a long life, Mrs. Hill said, 'I don't know, just live naturally.' Her daughter added, 'I think it's being a farmer's child. It gave her a happy, healthy start.'"
Former hospital up for auction. The former Bovey Tracy Hospital is to go under the hammer next month. With a guide price of £350,000, the 1931 purpose-built hospital is being sold off at auction by the NHS 6 years after it closed. The Fursley Lane building closed in 2016, with the inpatient ward having been shut 2 years earlier. Despite community efforts and a campaign to keep the hospital open, it was considered the building had become outdated and unsuitable for adoption to modern healthcare. While the premises were registered with Teignbridge Council as an asset of community value, no viable use or community group came forward with a bid for the site. News of the auction has prompted Bovey Tracy residents to repeat their criticism of the original decision to close the hospital. Former long-standing district councillor and Bovey Tracy Hospital League of Friends stalwart, Avril Kurzweil, explained that the hospital site belonged to the people of the town. She said, "The people of Bovey Tracy, with the help of Lady Violet Wills, raised the money to build the original hospital. But when the NHS took over these community hospitals in 1948, there was no clause to ensure the land returned back to the people if it ceased to be used as a hospital. We tried our hardest to save it years ago. We went to Downing Street with a petition, but it all fell on deaf ears. We never stood a chance. We couldn't raise the money to buy it then. We tried. It would be nice if it could be used for the good of the community, to benefit the people of Bovey Tracy, as that is what the land was for in the first place. It's in a sorry state now and has been vandalised. It's a disgrace, really heartbreaking." Bovey Tracy Hospital League of Friends is still in existence, years after the hospital itself closed, and has used its remaining funds to pay for a community nurse from Rowcroft Hospice and equipment for district nurses. The hospital was closed by Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust as part of its reconfiguration of health service in the South West.